Okay, let's take a look at some exam questions on networking. For each question, pause the audio for the number of minutes suggested and see what you can do without referring to any notes. Then, when I go through the question, use a different coloured pen to amend and mark your answer. I would recommend that this is the approach you follow for repeat listens to see if the answer that you give gets more marks perhaps after 2 or 3 days than the first time you attempted it. Challenging yourself in this way, rather than just simply listening to the audio, will really help you improve your exam performance. I promise. Question 1. Describe what is meant by the term network topology. 2 marks. So pause now for 2 minutes. Okay, for the first mark, you must use the word physical. So either you've written physical shape or physical layout of a network. For a second mark, showing how devices are connected together. Question 2. Other than cost or security issues, explain in detail 2 factors that could influence the choice of a network for a company. This is a 4-mark question asking for 2 factors, so be sure to give a significant expansion for each one. Pause now for 4 minutes. Okay, let's go through the meaty ones. Any 2 of these would be sufficient to gain full marks for the question. The most obvious factor to me is geographical layout of the organisation. Try and avoid using the word size. Layout is far more preferable relating to geographical factors. So, geographical layout of the organisation, i.e., are they based on one site or multiple sites? The expansion mark, as this will influence the choice of local area network or wide area network. Alternatively, you may have suggested the geographical layout of the organisation, i.e., are they based in one building or multiple buildings on the same site? The expansion mark here being, this would influence the choice of cabling media, i.e. fibre optic or copper cable will depend on the distance of travel. And it wouldn't hurt here to perhaps put in brackets, e.g. fibre optic travels several kilometres, but twisted pair cable only 100 metres. So a couple of different ways to tackle the geographical layout. Now, let's think about performance requirements. Well, they are reliability and speed, and this will influence the choice of topology. E.g., a star is faster than a bus. You should also add that different parts of the organisation may have different performance requirements. E.g., a real-time e-commerce system may require greater speed and reliability performance than other parts of the organisation. Another credit-worthy idea would be to suggest compatibility with existing systems. E.g., expanding the network when a new branch opens should not affect the performance of the existing network. Okay, question 3. Compare and contrast peer-to-peer and client-server networks. 6 marks, 6 minutes. Pause now. Well, the main difference here, which I hope you all identified, was a peer-to-peer network does not require a server. It might be stating the obvious, but it's an easy mark. You can expand that now in a number of ways. Therefore, a peer-to-peer network can have lower setup and maintenance costs for a small network. Now, that's not my expansion mark, that's just the preamble. The second mark comes from suggesting why it may have lower setup costs. And that is simply the cost of buying the server is avoided, or that an expert does not need to be paid to configure the server. But the idea is to contrast, not just compare. So now we need to point out a limitation of a peer-to-peer network. Okay, we don't need a server, but on the flip side, The size of the network is restricted to a very small number of computers. Now, I don't like this point, but it's credit worthy, so I'll just have to lump it. And so will you. The assumption in these exam questions is that there is only one server, and therefore a limitation of a client-server network could be a single point of failure. E.g., if the server fails, the entire network is unusable. So although we could feasibly have more than one server, so that wouldn't be true, for the exam question, simply assume a client-server network has one server, and you'll be right. So we've dealt with the presence of a server, but now let's think about the functionality that the server provides. A client-server network uses a centralized server to manage user accounts, which provides better security. Additionally, backup can be centrally controlled because all the data is stored on the file server. Question 4. Network topologies have different properties. Draw and label a star network. 2 marks. Okay, the idea here is to draw something that actually does look like a star. So I recommend 1 box in the centre, 5 boxes pretty evenly distributed around the outside. Now I sincerely hope that you've labelled the central box switch. It is a complete misconception to call that central device a server. The server might control the security of the network, but it does not control network communication. That is what a switch does. So the server could be any one of the 5 nodes around the outside. The other 4 should be labelled client. And as a physical star topology can only use twisted pair cable, not Ethernet cable, you should label the lines joining the nodes to the switch as twisted pair cable. Okay, second part of question 4. State 2 advantages of a ring network. 2 marks. Okay, no collisions. I hope you all got that. A ring network has no collisions, as only one node transmits at a time. So, the network operates at very high speed. Also, there is no dependence upon a central switch. Question 5. A company is considering using a wireless network. Describe 2 advantages and 2 disadvantages for the company of using a wireless network over a cabled network. 4 marks, so 4 minutes. Okay. So clearly the advantage of a wireless network is convenience. The convenience for users, they can work anywhere within the range of the wireless signal, so they can move mobile devices such as laptops or tablet computers around the building for maximum convenience. But also the convenience of installation. Wireless networks can be set up quickly and cheaply, as cables do not need to be physically installed in the building. So, what are the drawbacks? Well, a Wi-Fi signal has a limited range, the physical distance of travel, and therefore there may be signal black spots within a building, i.e. between the range of wireless access points. Additionally, Wi-Fi can be subject to interference from RFI, radio frequency interference, which can make the signal unreliable. And finally, and this is a reasonable trade-off, the speed of signal communication is slower with Wi-Fi than wired. You don't need to quote numbers, but essentially wireless is about half as fast as wired. And it can indeed be a lot slower than that, depending on the distance from the client to the wireless access point. You'll note in the answers I've presented there, I haven't touched security with a barge pole, And the reason for that is very often in these exam questions, security for Wi-Fi may well be outlawed by the question. So it's best to have alternatives within your repertoire. And the last question on networks now, question 6. A network manager uses remote management when managing the network. Describe 6 tasks that the network manager could do using remote management. 6 marks for 6 points. Okay, let's see how you did, in no order of preference. Don't try and cash in on too many different points or relating to software. Make 1 point about software. So you might have said to install software on remote workstations, or you might have instead mentioned updating software. Don't rely on 2 marks. So we could have initiate antivirus scans or check antivirus logs. Shut down workstations. Low tech, but effective. Imagine having to go around and turn off 500 computers in college each day. Shutdown can be initiated remotely. Log off users who have forgotten to do so. Now, this very much is remote management, but do not confuse this point with changing a user's password. Log a user off a workstation is a remote management activity. Password changing is an activity performed on the server, and that's got nothing to do with remote management. Now, think about your own experience. Hiding away in the back of the IT suite pretending to do work. How is it that Janine knows you're up to no good and chucks you out? Well, because she's spying on you. So, monitoring user activity, i.e. to ensure that users are working. But remote monitoring software is not just there for the nasty things in life, such as spying on people. It's actually extremely helpful for tech support. So, guiding users through problems or controlling stations to demonstrate. That would get you a separate mark. And finally, and I doubt anyone's nailed this, from first-hand experience at least, but it's possible to check what the hardware platform is of a workstation without having to visit the computer. So if a technician needs to check, for example, how much memory a computer has to decide what workstations need to be upgraded. So, check on hardware to see what needs upgrading would be an easy mark if you can remember that. Now, remember, a question like this is 6 marks for 6 points, so it's not about expansion, it's just about covering as many ideas as you can. I sincerely hope no one has mentioned anything to do with backup of data or restricting users' internet access, as these activities have got nothing to do with remote management.